Hello.
Hi there, this is Kyle returning your call from customer service. How can I help you today?
Yes, who is this now?
I work with a third-party call center that we do customer service for over 100 different online vendors, so I'd have to get you pulled up in our system.
Okay. I was calling about some charges made on my card.
Okay. And I was able to pull up a record in my system through the phone number you called in. And am I speaking to
mm-hmm.
Adela Pitts?
Yes.
Okay. And I see here the billing address is in, I say it's correct, Ecru. I don't know if that's Massachusetts or Mississippi. It's MS.
Mississippi.
Mississippi, okay. Ecru, Mississippi. Would you be able to verify the street address just so I know it's you I'm talking to?
1001 County Road 255, Lot 1.
Okay, good deal. Yep, that's exactly what I see. And so this charge you're wondering about, is it the 6732?
Yes.
Okay. Let me go back and see here, because I have a system that only gives me a little designation for what the charge was for, so I need to look it up real quick. Give me just 1 second.
Okay.
Weird. It just says cap, and that doesn't tell me anything. Give me 1 second. I think I need to look this up in a system of mine. I'm so sorry. It's weird how we have it through here. They don't tell me the company names or anything. It just has like a little product designation code, and I have to figure out what this is. Give me just 1 second. Bear with me for just a second.
They told me there was two charges, a 67 something and a 598 to an ultimate something. Let's see what she said it was. Ultimate.
I do apologize for the wait, ma'am. I am having to get a little bit of outside help to help me figure this out, but I'll let you know as soon as they get back to me.
Okay. Okay, I've got it pulled up. Ultimate In Demand, GAR, California. And it was a card purchase.
Yeah. So oddly enough, I know that it might sound kind of backwards, but even though I work for a third-party call center that works that services over 100 different online vendors and does their customer service for them, I don't have access to all the exact company names.
So you're Ultimate In Demand, right? Is that your name is or something?
No. I'm not allowed to give my company name. I work with a third-party call center.
Okay. I just know that there was a charge for December 26th and December 28th.
Yeah, and I see those charges. I'm getting some extra eyes to help me look and see what these charges are.
Oh, okay.
That's the thing is it's weird. It seems a little backwards to me. You know, you would think I should be able to find the company and product very easily, but that I'm not.
I had cataract surgery and I didn't even realize these things came in. I haven't been able to find my card and
Okay. I think I just found so I think the 574 was it was the shipping and handling for a all for Trump 2024 ball cap.
Okay.
And give me one second. Give me one second. Let me make sure I don't wanna lie to you. Okay, yes, ma'am. You still there?
Yes.
Don't kill the honeybee. They're so good for the environment.
That's what I told him. He said, don't kill this. It's a honeybee. I said, I won't.
Well, y'all sound some like some smart people knowing what honeybees are and how good they are. But anyway, so
Oh, yes.
the 574 was for the free shipping on the All for Trump 2024 hat, and it did state in the terms and conditions on that website that it would automatically enroll you into our online monthly membership. Excuse me, hold on. It would enroll you into our Factory Direct Savings Store membership, which is an online discount gadget store that each month you're a member, you get a $125 voucher for it in your email account every month. And it does say on the website with the ball cap that if you don't call back in 48 to 72 hours, they will go ahead and charge you the first month's membership fee to get your voucher sent out to you.
Oh my goodness. Can I send this back when it gets here? Because I did not.
No, ma'am. Unfortunately, not. We only have shipping warehouses. We don't have the receiving warehouses to take it back.
Oh, Lord. What about because I didn't make this purchase, I don't have the card. I called my bank already.
And what'd they say?
And they said they would have to put charges against it or whatever.
They put a hold on it or charge back, put it in charge back?
They would put it in dispute or whatever
Yeah.
because I don't have the card, because I've lost the card.
Okay, well, in that case, let's go ahead. I'll go ahead and get you canceled out here so you're not getting charged any further, first of all. And then,
Okay.
second of all, we would be happy to issue you a 50% refund on that $67.32 charge. But we would need the bank to call us back and confirm that there's no chargeback or dispute on that on the account before we can issue that refund.
Okay, I don't know. I'm on a limited income. I've
Yeah.
been turned the card in, got taken care of that because I had lost it when I had cataract surgery. I've got two cards and I haven't been able to find this one since Christmas.
Uh-oh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Yes. Okay. I guess if that's the only way I could get that back. I don't know, because that's $70. You said what now?
Sixty-seven thirty-two.
67.32. Okay.
And yeah, like I said, if you can get the bank to call us back, and confirm there's no chargeback or dispute, we would be happy to issue a 50% refund on that charge.
Okay, and then how do I cancel this?
I do have it. I went ahead and canceled you out. Let me refresh and make sure it took. Yes, ma'am. I do have you canceled out. Would you like a cancellation number to keep for your records?
Yes.
All right. You ready for it?
Yes, sir.
Okay. It's going to be C as in Charlie, 263, 543, 068.
Okay. And then when will I get that 52% back? When I get the bank to call?
Yeah, whenever you get the bank to call us, and if they call us and with
Oh,
if you want to go up there and have them call while you're sitting there, or they can just call on your behalf, and we'll just ask them, ask them to confirm there's no chargeback or dispute on the account, and then we'll issue the refund.
Okay. All right.
All righty. Is there anything else I can do for you right now?
Okay. If we have to be on hold, I could do that now, or I can have them call you. What number do I have them call? This number here?
Yeah, the same number you called me with. I don't know it exactly, but yes. And I can't say on hold for a three-way, but you can get them to call us. We are 24/7 call center, so.
And just give them this cancellation number and my name?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they might, whenever they call us, we might need to verify your billing address through them. So just make sure they have that info too.
All right. All right, then.
All right.
Thank you so much.
No problem. I hope you have a great day and Happy New Year's.
All right. Happy New Year to you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.